Thursday night, Yud Gimel Adar Aleph. Chedus al Dodo Shar Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Hamishi. And we're on page Kuf Pei Gimel, where the Chedus al Dodo has gotten into a whole rant about how busy people get when it's time to go to davening, or how busy they get when it's time to learn, or how busy they get. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of Shmona Esrei, you start thinking of all the things you have to do today and all the things you should have done yesterday, and what you would say if you meet up with that guy, how you're going to give him a piece of your mind, and what he's probably going to answer you, and what you're going to answer him. All this is in the Chedus al Dodos. And whenever it's time to learn, you get very, very busy. And that's why if you ask people why they didn't come to learn, they'll say, because they were busy. And they were busy. And they can list you all the things they did, just like the Chedus al Dodos lists them. But they all come up when it's time to be osek in things of Olam Haba. That's when you remember just then that you really promised your wife you would fix the curtain rod in the shower. Now you have to fix the curtain rod in the shower, there's no question. But somehow it always seems to come up when it's time to go to Ma'ariv, or when it's time to go to Night Seder. And that's why people honestly, sincerely feel that they're very, very busy and they can't spare an hour or an hour and a half out of the 24, or out of the 6 hours from 6 to 12 at night. They can't spare it because they're very, very busy. But it's the Yetzer Hara that brings up all these things which are just part of regular life. So part of regular life is Nogea for 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, 120 years. That's it. And the other part of life is Nogea forever. So you end up spending no time on the forever. And you look back, maybe on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur also, you look back a little and you say, what did I accomplish this year? You say, I was busy, I fixed the curtain rod at least. Okay, so he talks about all these things and he's very detailed, and he... four lines to the bottom of Kuf Pei Gimel. Ma'le b'libcha, the Yetzer Hara puts it in your mind. One of the things that we mentioned before, whether it's davening or learning or doing a mitzvah, whatever the case may be, now you're going to be busy, like I said, with fixing the back step, the steps in the back, the crack. Dangerous, someone could fall. So it comes up when you're about to leave your house and go learn. That's when it comes up. And to make sure that you don't do what's meaningful for the long run. Neder belibcha u'matzpunecha. Lefishim beis asiyoscha. Let me see the other. It says it here. Vechenim. Mepnei shatov beis asoso. Mepnei shatov beis asoso. Mazumon begufcha. Apparently, he's saying, and this is gets to the heart of what the Chedus al Dodos is all about, really. Apparently, he's saying with this sentence is that the reason he's able to do this is because even when you do it, you only do it superficially with your guf. You don't do it with your lave, Chedus al Dodos. You don't understand the importance of it. You're not there. You're not really there. You do it, you know, you'll do the rabbi a favor, you'll do the wife a favor, you'll do Hashem a favor, but you're not into that. When you're into something, it's like a Super Bowl. Because you don't yawn, you don't get tired, and you don't get a headache. And you don't remember that you had to go shopping all of a sudden, and that the
curtain rod, the shower rod needs tightening, right? When you're into something. And the reason that the smallest thing that you could have taken care of yesterday, you could take care of tomorrow, and maybe you don't have to take care of it at all, but even if you do, so, you know, maybe come to work, Chas v'Shalom, 15 minutes later tomorrow, and tell your boss you had to fix the curtain rod. So if he, the reason this is, he says, and this becomes a very important sentence, if you be'ez ha'siyosko, even when you do the mitzvahs, atonim se'begufcha, you're there with your body, you're going through the motions, b'nedar b'lipcha u'matzpunecha, but you're not there, you're not really there, and therefore it's easy to knock you off. If you do it with kavona, and you do it with the Ratzon Hashem, and you would feel a sense of accomplishment, and shleimus, and satisfaction, and simcha, that you served Hashem, that you accomplished your purpose in the world, right? The same sense of accomplishment you get when you fix the shower curtain. So you should have the same sense of accomplishment if you came to the Beis Medrash, and you learned even for a half hour. Even if that's all you can truly spare, and the word spare is a terrible word, because you're supposed to learn even when you can't spare. Learning is supposed to be part of your day. But let's even say you're learning in the time you could spare. But then the Yetzirah tells you you can't spare any time.
Is it possible that you're bogged down with something? If you go to study, it's going to be in your mind, you're going to study.
It's certainly possible. It's possible, yeah. But it's rare. It's possible. It doesn't happen as often as people like to say it. It certainly is possible. It's possible for a person to have a headache. Person, you know, it's possible for a person, the Chofetz Chaim was told by the doctors, supposedly, I don't know if it's true or not, not to learn for a year, not to learn B'Iyun for a year. He got headaches. He was, I don't know if it's a true story or not, but it's, you know, everything's possible. We're talking about normal people. We're talking about normal people. We're not talking about the exceptions. He's talking about normal people in everyday life. If you want to see normal people in everyday life, look around here. There's normal people in everyday life. They're not here. What?
No, but
yeah, some people are here.
But Hashem at times does give people a more complicated and, you know, difficult lives. They don't have the skills of learning.
I'm not talking about that. He's talking about your average
person.
Talking about an average.
Yeah.
You want to know what he's talking about? Take out a membership list at the shul and start calling up every person. Call up every person and say, where are you between 6 and 12? And out of the people that are not here, which is, we'll charitably say 90% of the membership, it's really more, but we'll call it 90%, you will see that 80% of that 90% will say, Mamash of the Chavis HaLov is saying, that they're too busy to come because they have to help the kids with the homework, and then they have to go shopping, and this whole list that the Chavis HaLov gave you. Now this list is the Chavis HaLov doesn't say you don't have to do these things. He's talking about very important things. How to split a Yerusha, and how to break up your business with your partner, and who gets what, and going to a din Torah, and what you're going to say, and what he's going to say. Everything he says, and how you're going to pay the Arnona bill, and how you're going to pay your taxes. It's all very important things. His point is, they intrude on the second half of your life. They seem not to intrude on your... They belong in the other half of your life. If you say, I'm going to devote my life to living in this world, and I have to devote my life to Avodas Hashem, right, let's see how much I could do. Okay, I have to go to work, my boss expects me to be there, normal working hours, I don't have my own business, I can't be open for 4 hours, right, I have a business, I have to be open for 8 hours, or my boss, I'm not going to have a job if I'm not willing to work 8 hours, or 9 hours, or 10 hours. Okay, no. So I come home, okay, so let's say you kaveya itam the Torah, you learn for a half hour in the morning and an hour at night. Chavis HaLov guarantees you that in that hour, everything in the world is going to come up. And instead of putting it, okay, so that's part of my life, but this hour I have to learn. That's what the Chavis HaLov wants you to tell the Yetzirah. This is my Olam Haba hour. This is not the time to fix the steps. You have to fix the steps. I don't know when you fix it. Fix it instead of resting, instead of going to work, come late one day, instead of helping your kids with the homework one day, he doesn't say not to do it. He says it always seems to intrude when you're supposed to be coming to the Beis Medrash to learn, or you want to go to Davin. It always intrudes in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. That's also included in what he says. And the reason is, because we're not really, I said it once in the drasha, and it's true, right? When your chavrus is not there, and you say, okay, I'm not coming tonight, say the time, my chavrus is not here, it's with a sense of relief. It's not with a sense of loss. It's with a sense of relief. And that's the way it is, you know. You know, that's the way it is. And that's what Chazal Lovitz is pointing out, you know. And you have off. I remember like a yeshiva, you know, a fast day, there was no second Seder. Now, no one would have died if they would have learned second Seder on a fast day. But that's the meaning in yeshivas. You give off. Everybody was like, oh, great. I never saw anybody say, ah. Because if they would have said, ah, they would have been in the Beis Medrash on a fast day too. There's no reason in the world, like, why don't yeshivas have yeshiva? And it's worse in America in that regard. Because the Kohelim don't have on Friday. So there is a certain logic to it. Like, you know, when are you going to go to the bank? Like, you have certain things that you have to take care of that you probably can't. And the wives here are more restricted. They don't have cars. And they're more restricted. In America, everybody has a car. The kids are by the babysitter. You tell your wife, you go to the bank. I don't know, here, I hear. But guys are not going to the bank here Friday morning, believe me. I know what they're doing Friday morning. Like vacation time. It's downtime. Let's see it. That's what he's trying to wake you up and say there's an Olam Haba, and you have to give a cheshbon. He's not telling you to learn every minute, which you should do. This is not like the Chofetz Chaim talking about you have to learn every minute of the day, and if you don't learn, you're going to have to give a din v'cheshbon why aren't you learning that minute, which is true, you know, but we're not learning the Chofetz Chaim now. So Moses is like very chill and very calm. He says, but you know what happens? You end up with nothing. You look back on your life, you look back on the last month. I'm speaking to good people. I'm speaking to the rest of the shul. I'm speaking to the people that come, like say it. Hey Mordechai, come here. Chaim Lov is talking to you. Okay, let's stop here.
The more you fight the Sahara, the more he
fights back. The more he fights back. Yeah. He means you might as well not fight.
It's a sensei.